USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tens of thousands of pro-life advocates marched in Washington Friday as part of the observance, but the actual anniversary of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision in 1973, legalizing abortion, is today. Smaller demonstrations on both sides of the issue are planned across the nation today. In New York State, lawmakers may vote on a controversial bill that would allow a woman to get an abortion all the way up to just before birth. Donald Trump lashes out at the media, that's Donald Trump Jr., for how it's treating his father.
Imagine what he could do without the noise, without the, oh, every day there's a new reason for impeachment. Let him do his job. That's the job he was elected to do. And hey, the media right now is really trying to subvert this democracy. They've done more to hurt the credibility of this country's institution as a democracy.
He spoke on Fox News, and this is USA Radio News.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor. Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
What's expected to be a crowded field running for the White House in 2020 on the Democratic side picks up another candidate in U.S. Senator Kamala Harris of California.
Harris, who's 54, telling ABC's Good Morning America, "I'm running for President of the United States, and I'm very excited about it." Harris, who is black, announcing on Martin Luther King Day.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky reporting. The two doctors responsible for the care of a comatose woman who was raped and later gave birth at a Phoenix, Arizona healthcare facility are now out of work. In a statement, the Hacienda Healthcare Center says one of the doctors has resigned, while the other has been suspended. A Michigan man accused of being a spy by Russian authorities is to make his first court appearance in Moscow today, and Paul Whelan's brother David says they're doing what they can to help him.
In a typical legal action, Paul doesn't have enough money, neither does his family, to pay for a two-year-long legal defense, and so we're trying to raise money to help him.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Yesterday, America remembered legendary civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Here's more on how the day was observed from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
I came out here, I come every year to this nice service to celebrate the birthday and the remembrance of Dr. Martin Luther King and his family.
Paying respects to MLK, President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence visiting the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the Mall in Washington, D.C. The president laying a wreath in front of the monument. MLK would have turned 90 this year. In Atlanta, where he and his wife are buried, a prayer service at Ebenezer Baptist Church.
It means a lot to me to celebrate, to get out and celebrate and enjoy in its history.
Lifelong Atlanta resident Crystal Gay says she never misses this service, and she's thankful for Delta Airlines' $80,000 donation to keep the historic MLK Park and landmarks open through Super Bowl Sunday.
I think it was nice of them to do that. I think it's wrong for the shutdown because people's lives is infected all over. I think it was a good thing to open this up, especially this holiday, the King Day, and celebrate his birthday. I think it was a blessing and a wonderful thing for them to do that.
And the National Baseball Hall of Fame will reveal its class of 2019 tonight. Former Yankees closer Mariano Rivera could become the first player to ever receive 100% of the vote. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.